Introduce myself. My name's Dylan Laredo. I'm part of the Missions Committee. And for those of you who were here this morning, you already know Mr. Victor and his lovely wife, Lisa, worshiping with us here this morning. There's a couple of things I'd like to bring to your attention. If you're interested in MRF and want to continue to stay in touch with MRF and Victor and Lisa and the ministry there, there are some MRF sign-up sheets out at the table in front of the sign, which you can sign up with your name and phone number and email to keep in touch and to hear the latest information that's going on. In addition to that, I do have this sign-up sheet here on a clipboard that I'll help pass around, and we can pass around while Victor is sharing this morning, okay? Furthermore, there are some little leaflet-type literature here. They're bookmarks. At first glance, you may not know what exactly it is, but I'll explain it to you. If you have someone that you know that maybe is Arabic speaking, doesn't quite speak English very well, but you want to share the gospel with them, but you don't quite know how to bridge that gap of language, okay? These leaflet-type bookmarks have links to share the gospel that you could give to them. And if you can simply share, Lisa here will show you what they look like, okay? You can take a few of these with you and use them as a way to share the gospel. And you can pray that the Lord uses them after the person takes it. And you can kind of tell them, hey, if you go to this link, you'll be able to hear the gospel in your own language. It's a safe place for them to be able to go to and hear the gospel. Anything else on the bookmarks? No? Okay. There's also on the table in the back, there are bookmarks explaining information about MRF, the ministry itself.
Yeah.
Okay. And then afterwards, if you have any additional questions, feel free to come by, come talk and ask, and then we'll go from there. All right, I'll pray for us, and then Victor, you can come on up, and we'll get the show going here. All right. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you that you're able to bring Victor and his wife Lisa here to share the gospel with us through your word this morning, and then to share about the ministry of what you are doing through MRF and throughout the world. We ask that you bless this time. Open our hearts and ears to hear about what's happening and how you're moving, and challenge us, Lord, in ways that we can be able to support, both in prayer and in other ways as well, Lord. In your name we pray, Jesus, amen.
All right. Can I just leave with this
one? Yes, absolutely.
You can dispose of this. Yeah. It is still morning, so we can say good morning again. We are very grateful to be here this morning. It's been a few years, but we are very thankful for your partnership and support over the years. Pastor George Meladin was a friend of mine for many years, and he was one of the first endorser of MRF when he was still at Covenant College. And of course, it's lovely to see Londa. Where is she? Oh. Huh? Okay. Well, it's lovely to be here. We're thankful for your partnership and your prayer, and we hope to even get more contact with you. MRF is a very unusual organization. We do not have fundraisers. We only count on people like yourself networking, telling others, signing people up for the newsletters. And also, we have a wonderful means now. We use this to men, Iran, people record New Testament, Psalms, they record gospel messages. Every Sunday, I record these messages, just 6 minutes in summary, in English and in Arabic, and we provide them for people. And we're thankful that these are very special days. I started with 15 minutes of broadcasting in Arabic in 1979. And we're thankful at that time we had sponsors, because those 15 minutes a week, 15 minutes a week, not a day, they were costing something like $450, because they were on an important radio station that blankets the Arabic-speaking world. Well, the Lord continued to prosper, so we have now Media Work Radio, and MIRF is probably the largest outreach, has the largest outreach on the internet, but also on radio, because we have teams. People we trained over the years, young people like that, brilliant in IT, in the use of internet. We have teams in Egypt, in Lebanon, Sudan, in Ethiopia, in South Sudan, also in Indonesia, 13 languages. And we're thankful because the Lord enabled us, equipped us to be effective with Muslims without getting involved in polemics. We do not attack the religion or prophet or the Quran, but we present Christ in a way they understand it. And it's very interesting because I remember being trained in missiology, and the professor, I remember the professor repeatedly said to us, don't talk about the cross, don't talk about Christ, divinity, and so on. And it's interesting, what the Muslims like most is the person of Christ. And if you really carefully present why Christ had to die and he came to die, they're listening. And especially among the Shiites, but also among the Sunnis. The Shiites seem to be a lot more open to the gospel. We're very thankful for the fact that the Lord raised these teams in Indonesia, in Ethiopia, three languages in Ethiopia, Somali, Amhara, and Oromo. And in Indonesia, we have the main language, Bahasa Indonesia, and then we have Javanese, that's the largest language, Sunda, which is predominantly Muslim, but in recent years, there is a lot of progress, gospel progress there, and Bugis, another, until recent years, very opposed to the Christian message, and then Makassaris and Toraja. Wonderful work the Lord is doing. When I was a little boy, I remember my father telling us that Christians in Indonesia are maybe about 10 million, and mostly the nominal Christian. Well, by their own statistics, Christians in Indonesia are 28%. And a lot of these people are solid evangelical people. And there is so much interest in learning in-depth Bible teaching. If you really want to pray intelligently, pray that a lot of these growing Muslims from Iran, from North Africa, and so on, would have the opportunity to be consolidated in solid Bible teaching. We do not use, you know, terms like Calvinism or Reformed and so on, but we teach everything from a Bible from Reformed perspectives. Because, you know, a lot of these terms are Western. They would not make sense to them, but they do make sense. They do make sense if you bring it from the Bible. We have two short videos. 1 3-minute about what MIRF is about, very short. If you want to learn more, you go to the website, you will learn more, MIRF.org. MERV.org. If you want to get the newsletters, there is another website. It's not as public. One word, you can remember that. Power of Christ at Work. PowerofChristAtWork.net. Then another video gives you a taste of what MERV does by the media through the Arabic media. So can we begin first by the 3 minute?
And Formed maybe Fellowship, we give, MERV. And maybe in Beirut, Lebanon. In the early
maybe we give a few. Maybe we give a few minutes to questions after that.
After
the first one, okay. And then the other one, and we give a. I don't want to keep people too long.
Okay.
1970s. Three young people formed the original nucleus of MERV. They were inspired by the great reformers who called the church back to God's word. They also praised God for the work of the faithful 19th century pioneer missionaries, who translated the Bible into modern Arabic and established churches throughout the Middle East. From the beginning, MERV has worked with and through existing churches to reignite commitment to scriptures and the historic Reformed faith. It seeks to arouse a healthy evangelistic zeal to plant new sound congregations and strengthen existing ones. The backbone of MERV's vision and strategy was, and remains, to provide in-depth biblical training to national church workers, equipping and supporting them for ministry among their own people in Arab and other Muslim lands. After Beirut was destabilized by war and insecurity in the 1970s and 80s, MERV was reorganized, with a ministry center and headquarters on the nearby Mediterranean island of Cyprus. Encouraged by MERV's vision and indigenous strategy, gradually growing numbers in the region and in other parts of the world joined these efforts. MERV is now blessed with gospel ministries in many Arab and Muslim lands. MERV's fourfold, interwoven ministries are evangelism, church extension, biblical training, and diaconal aid. They are carried out with unwavering faithful commitment to scriptures and the historic Reformed confessional standards. The approach of training and equipping faithful local believers to serve their churches has proven to be a prudent strategy. For this, MERV has established local training centers in several countries. National workers are solidly grounded in the scriptures to work under the oversight of local churches. Costs for their support at local financial levels are significantly less than for foreign missionaries. Also, they know their people's language and culture and do not require resident visas or work permits. Unlike foreigners, they can do much work without attracting the attention of hostile governments or dangerous Islamists. MERV specializes in using the media to reach Muslims. This began with radio broadcasts and printed literature in Arabic. Arabic is the official language of Islam. Over time, other major languages and internet-based ministries were added, as the work expanded to reach the majority of Arab and Muslim lands, including unreachable nations, such as Saudi Arabia and Iran. The Lord has blessed MERV with fruitful ministries in Arabic and a dozen other languages in the Middle East, North and East Africa, Pakistan and Indonesia. As well as growing online evangelism and Bible instruction, MERV supports local churches, pastors, evangelists and others to carry out church extension projects and gospel-centered ministries, including diaconal aid to persecuted and ostracized converts and other needy believers. You can learn more and sign up for monthly prayer updates at www.merv.org.
Using the right weight matters. The Body Pod lets you...
Any questions so far on MERV in general that you guys, anybody has?
Yes, brother.
If I understood you right earlier, you said they don't, certain cultures, especially the Muslims, don't want you to mention the cross. Did I understand that right? So you just avoid that by talking about his death, but not bringing up the cross?
No, we do bring up the cross, but I was just saying that missiologists encourage you not to bring up the cross, but we bring up the cross in a way they understand it, by showing them why Christ came and why he had to die. And of course, he died on the cross.
Is there a plan in the future to include Malaysia
with the work there, since Malaysia is another Southeast Asian country that is predominantly Muslim country.
Yes. The work in Indonesia is mostly in the Bahasa Indonesia, which is Indonesians, which is also related to the Malay. It's a mixture of Malay and Dutch. Recently, we added Bangladesh. MRF is a small organization. Thankfully, it is cost-effective. You know, without mentioning specific situations, but MRF's, you know, we always say, fruitful, being faithful. Faithful to the Word of God, to the historic Reformed faith. And fruitful, the Lord is blessing it. We are really seeing a lot of encouragement. When you have groups getting together in secret in Saudi Arabia and growing numbers in Iran, the Lord is blessing the work, but also cost effective. It costs very little. We have a wonderful team of 11 people in Egypt, for instance, and we do evangelism, church planting, publication of sound literature and so on. And all of that costs less than one missionary. So, you know, people want to make sure that their money goes a long ways. And things, you know, missions has changed. Missions has changed. You know, the pioneer missionaries were wonderful. They made their way out of jobs, surrendering the work, handing over the work to local people. And MRF built on that. We work with local people. We equip them. Some of them need a little financial support. And you could see evangelists in Tanzania. This is a new field where we have a training center. And they bring people from remote areas for training. If you want to really know more, please sign up. Please sign up the sign-up sheet there. Put your email address, and also if you want, add your cell phone number. Yes?
There are many, Sam. There are three or four different newsletters you can pick up.
And there are several newsletters. You can pick them up in the back on the table. That's why we brought a lot of them here. But if you have questions, you can always connect with us and ask questions.
Malaysia.
Huh?
Malaysia.
About Malaysia, I will have to talk to one of our Indonesian staff who was trained in Malaysia, and we will see what we can do. There are some solid Reformed churches in Malaysia. Most of them are of Chinese background.
Anyone else?
Yes, brother here.
Over here.
Did you have a question?
Oh.
I would think that you are pretty well known in the Muslim community and maybe your staff. And so I was wondering if there are, you're on Cyprus, right?
Yes.
Are there threats to you and your staff, persecution?
In our work, we have to be very careful. Randy mentioned that our newsletters are very not very specific. We cannot mention names. Even when we have quotes from converts, we use names that are not the real names. Maybe the first letters or things like that. However, I want to be careful not to exaggerate the danger. You hear a lot about the persecution, the persecuted church, and all of that. And sometimes I remind Americans and others that sometimes you have more pressure against your faith than believers in the Middle East. For instance, they do not have to face in their schools their kids being told, oh, you're a boy, but maybe you're a girl, or things like that. And of course, abortion generally is frowned upon in Arab and Muslim lands, and these kind of struggles. But we have to remember the New Testament has a teaching on suffering. The Lord Jesus himself said, in the world you will have tribulation. The closer you are to the Lord, the more opposition you have. And then the apostles began, you read it for yourself in the book of Acts, in the very beginning of the early church, the apostles themselves said, it is through many trials and tribulations that we may enter the kingdom of God. And Paul himself speaks about fellowshipping in the sufferings of Christ, not just getting excited, you know, about the resurrection of Christ. He was excited about that. He said, I want to share in the power of his resurrection. And of course, the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus is not political, you know. It's a spiritual power, a new life, the new, I keep telling people, the new world order is not the new world order of George Bush Sr. That's a bogus one. The new world order is the new world order that the King of Kings established. And it's among all. The UN doesn't represent all nations. The gospel does. We have brothers and sisters far away in remote islands. The Psalms speak about that, you see. Already the Psalms spoke about this truth. So please do not get too excited about persecution. You know, one of the problems we've had is that when a Muslim converted in the past, some missionaries would be too excited and they publicized them and so on, and they spoil them and they don't get anywhere. And most of them immigrate. And if all the converts immigrate, you will not have a local church. So we encourage them to stay. We encourage them to follow the cost of following Jesus, to accept it. Otherwise, you are raising Rice Christians. They call them Rice Christians. You know, you support me, I will be a Christian. We don't want to do. Just pray that the converts stay and get consolidated. Of course, there are means to help them. Sometimes, like in a city like in Cairo, it's a huge city. What do? We have somebody converted. The first 3 months are the difficult ones, when the families, you know, feel like they are betrayed and so on. So you take them to another part of the city or to another town nearby. They're helped by local believers until the family's emotions subside. And you teach them not to be abrasive. We teach them not to attack Islam. You know, the Bible teaches us, you know, when Jesus is lifted up, what happens? He draws all men, you see. All you have to do is present Jesus in a relevant way. I think I will stop here and we see the second video.
Sounds good.
Yeah? And afterwards, Murph, if you still have questions. Okay.
Arabic Media Ministry, Middle East Reformed Fellowship, enables faithful, Bible-believing Christians and churches in Arab and Muslim lands to grow in the knowledge of God's Word and in outreach to their communities through evangelism and church extension, biblical training, and diaconal aid. Murph Radio and Internet programs share the gospel in a dozen languages of the Middle East, North and East Africa, and Asia. Murph is also actively involved in translation, printing, and distribution of solid Christian literature in native languages. Arabic is, by far, the most widely spoken language in Arab and Muslim lands. There are about 420 million Arabic speakers in the world. Arabic is the fifth most spoken language, after Chinese, Spanish, English, and Hindi. Most Arabic speakers live in the 22 nations of the Arab League. The vast majority of the population of these nations are Muslim. There are very, very few churches, and the Bible is largely unknown in these countries. Yet, continuing for over four decades, daily Murph Arabic Gospel radio programs are spreading the good news of Christ's saving grace to sinners. This effort has multiplied over the last two decades as MRF Arabic online gospel programs have also developed and expanded along with the internet. Today, MRF's three very different Arabic websites and multiple social media platforms spread the gospel around the world in Arabic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They engage hundreds of thousands of Arabic speakers. Dardasha7.com, or Chat7, is the indirect online gospel outreach targeting young Arabs, who make up the majority of the population. It tactfully introduces Christ's teachings about sin and grace through popular topics, interesting drama, stories, and discussion. Isa-Almasih.com, or Jesus the Christ, is the direct online Arabic gospel outreach with programs for those of Muslim background already interested in knowing more about the life, teachings, and saving work of Jesus, the Divine Messiah. MRF-ArabicLibrary.com freely provides sound Reformed literature for Arab pastors, elders, serious Christians, and others desiring in-depth Bible study. Short articles and translations of classic Christian titles and other faithful books are freely available for download. Printed Arabic literature and a shorter catechism-based Sunday school curriculum are also available. Hundreds of thousands visit these online sites. Thousands respond, hundreds interact with the follow-up team, and scores take serious interest in the scriptures. Those who, over time, prove themselves committed to Christ can be safely linked to other believers. SAA of Yemen says, "When my cousin mentioned to me that he is learning some exciting things about Jesus, the Messiah, I asked him to tell me more. Now I can learn much more from the site IssaAlmasih.com. I know he is much more than a prophet or a messenger." Please pray for MRF's Arabic media ministry team as they endeavor to prepare faithful and effective gospel messages in Arabic. Pray also for those trained to provide caring follow-up instruction to the growing numbers of Muslim seekers. Pray especially for the Lord's work in the hearts of the many who have no other way to hear the gospel of Christ. For monthly prayer updates on MRF Ministries, subscribe to MRF News at www.mrf.org. Thank you for your fellowship and partnership in this vital ministry.
So I mentioned to you about using this to spread the message quietly in places like Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Yemen. But we want to use this also to promote the work of MRF. As you see, MRF never asks for money, but there are faithful people like yourselves who pray and support the work. We need to do a lot more networking. So I'm going to leave one or two of these. Please multiply them. You can buy them for $1 or $2. And you can share them. You can get together with a family. You can get together with a business person. Even these two videos, they are only 7 minutes together, 4 minutes and 3 minutes. And they tell a lot more about the work. And I remember an OPC minister, without mentioning him, he's now with the Lord. I visited him one time in an old people's home, not long before he died. And he was sending $15 a month. And you know what his social security income was? I think it was less than $230. So I said to him, "Pastor, you don't need to do that. You need it." You know what he said? "I'd like to do more. Because every time I read the newsletter of MRF, my heart is warmed. Because it tells me that the gospel is successful." And, you know, you don't need to worry about Iran. You mentioned, this brother mentioned about Iran and the revolution. This is all, you know, what the Lord is doing in Iran is amazing. Okay, you hear stories about visions and dreams and millions of people. Don't buy all of that. There are growing numbers of converts in Iran, but you see, what they need is fellowship with each other. And this is hard work, because you want to make sure they are not setups, they are not spies. You want to make sure that their lives are not endangered in Saudi Arabia or in Libya or in Tunisia or in Morocco. You know, one of the most exciting things for Lisa and I and the rest of the team is a new team we've had in the last 4 or 5 years. We don't say that. Please don't put that on the internet. But anyway, in North Africa, I will not say where. And they're all Muslim converts. And they're headed by a fellow who embraced the Reformed faith, but in fire for the gospel. And his name is Muhammad. His wife's name is Fatima. They have four beautiful little girls. But you could see they are not only doing that in Arabic, but their native language is Amazigh. It's a Berber language, the original language of the North African people. So, and now recently we came in touch with two groups of people of churches, small churches in Bangladesh, and they need teaching, but also they need support to expand their evangelistic work. But like in Bangladesh, it's amazing how much freedom they have to organize as churches. Let's not be paranoid about all the fear of Muslims and so on. The Lord is sovereign, and he always provides ways for us to do gospel work and expand it. Now, we need your help. So please encourage people to sign up. Please sign up on the back, but also encourage people to sign up and make copies of this. They are also available on the website. But I'm going to leave this with this brother here. Okay? And please share about the work. You don't want us to hire people who would cost tens of thousands of dollars to promote and raise funds. We don't want to do that. MRF's overhead, you know, official overhead cannot exceed 7%. But if you go to MRF's audits, they never reach more than 5%. And so because this is part of the stewardship that we must follow. So we need help. We need working. You know what we are praying for is that in this area, like in other areas, we would have a couple who would say, okay, we are committed to the church, we are active in the church, but we also, instead of giving our time to some things like Red Cross or something, I guess we're going to give our time to doing some networking for MRF in this area here. Please pray for that. And if the Lord moves your heart to do that, connect with us. And you can always get updates that encourage people. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Any other question? We have time for questions?
Yeah. I think we have a little bit of time.
It's 12 o'clock now. So.
Okay, we got three.
Can I have an update on your children?
The question was an update on their children.
Yeah. We have three sons. Our oldest son, unfortunately, sadly, not yet walking with the Lord. He got his PhD from here in neuroscience. He's kind of messed up. He married for a year, and his wife, who was a bit depressive, she committed suicide, and that even messed him up more. His name is Bassam. Please pray for him. He is really messed up even about gender and so on. Even though a very intelligent person with a very academic background. Our second son, Daniel, is married. They have a child. They live in New Jersey. They lived for many years in Holland, Michigan. I think he's very open to the gospel, but you know, the background, you know, he and Bassam, the oldest son, studied at Hope College, and they were badly influenced by a professor who was the son of a minister. And he was gay and messed up person. And so he said, oh, you are sons of a minister. And he tried to influence them. We're not sure how much he influenced Bassam, but please pray for Bassam and Daniel. Our youngest, Timothy, finished his PhD at Columbia University, and he's a very faithful member of the PCA. He's solidly reformed. He is a professor at the university just north of Columbus, Ohio. And they are very active in one of the PCAs. A very faithful, reformed brother, son and brother. Okay. Thank you for your prayers. Timothy has a daughter. He's going to be 3 years soon. He is 36. And then recently they had a boy. The Lord blessed him with a boy. And he just turned 6 months. His wife is a Chinese American. She's the only believer in her family. But she has a good witness to them. Yes, Lisa?
Another grandson.
Huh? And the grandson, of course, of Daniel and Cassie in New Jersey. Now they are in New Jersey. He's 12 years old. He is slightly autistic, but very sharp young fellow. Slightly autistic, but I think we need to pray that he would have more. I think, I don't want to get into this, because he's hardly autistic. He just needs to be disciplined. And of course, he needs Christ. That's our main concern. Last week, we joined Timothy, Carmen, and their two children for the baptism of their son in a PCA in Columbus, Ohio. You see, I'm getting old. I have difficulty with names, unless they are Arabic names. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you, everyone. Again, please sign up if you're interested in more information or come talk with Victor and Lisa personally if you have some other questions. And I appreciate everyone's time and everybody coming here this afternoon. I'll pray for us, and then we can close out the Lord's
good,
Day.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for Victor and Lisa and their family. Thank you for the update. For those who are new to MRF, Lord, I pray that you continue to move in their heart as they look to support the gospel mission and spreading of the gospel throughout the Middle East and to Arabic-speaking nations, Lord. Thank you for this family and for the many people on their team. We ask that you protect them, continue to provide for them, Lord, both financially, but ultimately spiritually and physically for their health. Thank you again for this family, and we lift them up to you in your name. Jesus, amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, everybody.